Hello and welcome, everybody, to the one-year anniversary podcast of the Book Boys. Today I will not be joined by Elwa, however I will be joined by some cats and street noises. First off, I'd like to start by thanking both of my and Elwa's parents for their undivided support and feedback from the very beginning onwards. Furthermore, I'd also like to thank my brother, who has been a critic and has also been an avid listener, which I very much appreciate, and also a good friend of Elwa and mine, who knows who he is, but from the beginning of the podcast, he really helped form it into what it is now. I believe this is episode 18. After 1 year, we're both really enjoying it, and this is certainly not the end of it, and we still have several more years to go in our university careers, so you can expect a whole lot more Book Boys in the near and far future. This podcast, as we discussed towards the end of the last one, is just a little breakdown of our writing processes. That is because we are writing short stories, which we will then discuss and read on the next podcast. To start off, my writing process is I'm writing a story of something that has actually happened to me, and I think that doing that has allowed me to focus more on the language and just my overall skills within actually writing a story, and not so much having to think of a plot and things like that, which I'd like to do in the future as well, but for now I think it's nice to just be able to focus on the actual writing part of it. So far I'm about 600 or 700 words in, and it's definitely tough to get to even the short story length, which we have in the past called short, but it's certainly a very enjoyable process, and I'm very excited for all of you to hear my short story and that of Elwa's. I guess that's about all I have to say about my writing process. I have a little audio clip from Elwa, which I will play for you after I cease speaking, and he'll kind of elucidate us on his personal writing process. And so this is going to be a very short podcast, but we appreciate all of you who are listening to this, and all of you who have listened to all or any of the previous podcasts. I've certainly enjoyed it a lot, and I know Elwa has too, and we hope that you've enjoyed listening to it. All right, here's Elwa's little recording, and then I'll see you guys next week, I guess.
Hey guys, unfortunately, I wasn't able to make it this week, even though it's the 1 year anniversary. So I'll let Max distract you guys in the meantime. But I'm at a reading convention, so, you know, I'm informing myself for the Book Boys, so it's all good. But so in terms of my writing, it's been going pretty well. I've had two actual writing sessions. The first one was actually a while back, and I went back yesterday and, like, corrected what I didn't do right and continued the story. So I started writing it off without a real clear plan of where the story was going. I kind of described a setting and then kept going from there. And it seems to be working pretty well. So I've really thought about it a lot, you know, like late nights I think about it. And I really found, I really found the plot point that could turn my short description into a short story, basically. I really hope my short story has what it takes to wow Max, but we never know, you know. So in terms of the writing sessions, I found that I write better, like, later. So, for example, after dinner, when I'm done with the homework, I give a little shot at my story. Some days it works, some days it doesn't. As I've said, I've had two actual writing sessions, but I've actually tried more times to write. But, you know, sometimes the inspiration doesn't come. I hope I'll be able to finish the story before next podcast, because it'd be fun to do it next time, but, you know, we never know. But, yeah, I'm really excited to hear what you guys think about it and what Max thinks about it, too. Back to you, Max.
I do apologize for that bad audio quality. I know you've come to expect better from the Book Boys. But that is going to be it for this week. Yeah, I think I've said all the thank yous and all of those things, so I'm just going to end it here, and I hope to see you next week. Bye-bye.